Leah Kaplan is head chef and proprietor of the Washington Hotel and Restaurant on Washington Island. The island is a quiet refuge, just a short ferry ride off the tip of the Door County Peninsula. One morning this summer, Kaplan was busy serving homemade donuts and coffee in the front room of the inn.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When she opened the hotel, part of Kaplan's business plan included reviving the agricultural economy of Washington Island. Though farmers traditionally raised potatoes and dairy cattle, cropland began going fallow 20 or 30 years ago.
If it didn't get farmed and there wasn't a future for farming on the island, it would become golf courses or subdivisions or whatever has, you know, befallen other places like this.
Kaplan knew if farming was to be revived, Washington Island had to offer something value added. After a lot of research, she found a unique hard red winter wheat. Then she approached some longtime island residents who had land.
It seemed like it just came right down on me.
Tom Coyne stepped up.
I had nothing to do on weekends. I was doing carpenter work and cement work, so I decided, well, I'm going to start working some land, so I started with 30 acres was all.
The Washington Hotel used it to make breads, pizzas, dog biscuits, even soap, but Kaplan says there was still a lot left over.
Then we contacted Capital Brewery, and they were very interested in doing a wheat beer. They were already planning to do a wheat beer, but they were planning to use imported wheat. So they just ran with it.
There it is. Island wheat, right from the island.
Carl Nolan is president of Capital Brewery, a small beer maker in Middleton. Each year, he buys enough grain off Washington Island to fill six silos. Nolan says he only had one worry going into the venture.
That we would let these people down. We would let those on the island down. And because they have so much into this thing. It's not just a beer up there. It's a product that represents a region. It represents them. We were just kind of like, let's not goof this one up.
There was no need to worry. Island wheat has become Capital's flagship product, selling 130,000 cases a year, and Nolan only sells it in Wisconsin. Back on the island, newly minted farmer Tom Coyne gets a little thrill every time he sees someone down a beer he had a hand in making.
Is it kind of a sense of pride that you had something to do with it being there?
Yeah.
He now tills 800 acres of wheat. The island venture is expanding with a new wheat-based vodka hitting the market and a gin made from juniper berries that grow there. And the project just may achieve Leah Kaplan's goal of preserving the island's quiet pace of life. She says the wheat is attracting birds that haven't been seen on the island for years. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.